let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. For my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me too. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny. He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. And no other. Yeah, I know that he's real. Yeah, oh yeah. Yes, he's real.
Well, glory, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus Is Real. Well, everybody, first, you know I have to stop and thank my Heavenly Father for lifting my body up and lifting my spirits up to allow me to come and do his work and do this show. Today's show is called Blessed Assurance Hope. Yes, we have blessed assurance and we have hope and we need to have blessed assurance in that hope that we have in Christ, because the Bible promises so many things to us. And a lot of times, we as humans, we know this is hard. This is hard. God promises things to us. We still doubt that we're going to get it. And then he never lies. He's faithful. He always delivers. But yet we still walk around with a doubt and a fear. And we know that comes from Satan. That doesn't come from God. And that's something we have to work on. All of us have to work on standing firm in the promises of God. And let me read, this week we're going to be coming from Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 19th through the 25th verse. And I read in the mighty name of Jesus. And it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the holy place, the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him, for our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering into the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the days of his return is drawing near. Everyone, there is so much beautifulness in this promise for the Bible. So because we are believers of Jesus Christ, because we have been accepted him into our life and gotten baptized, and if you haven't gotten baptized, you need to get baptized. You can do it very simply. You don't have to do a huge church ritual. But if you need to be baptized. And so once you are baptized, it is saying that we have now been washed clean with the blood of Jesus, and our bodies have been washed pure with water. So now we can now enter into that most holy place. Because remember, the priest before Christ came, only the priests were able to go behind the curtain to the most holy place to present the sins of the people to God. And you had to they had to offer blood in order to do that. It was a sacrifice. Jesus was our sacrifice. Now he allows us to go into that holy place with assurance because we believe in him. So he has ripped that veil. He has ripped that curtain. And so we now can fully go and trust in God and be in his presence. We do have guilty consciences. That's what I was talking about. This is hard to do because we don't feel deserving of why God is doing this for us anyway. And Satan doesn't help us, and the world doesn't help us to have blessed assurance in Christ and in the promises that God made. But it says, let's hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. That's Hebrews the 10th chapter, the 23rd verse. That is the verse I want everyone to hold on to and meditate on. It reads, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. And we have to motivate each other in all of this. And this is what the Journey Home Outreach Ministries tries to do, is motivate you in your spiritual walk. And let's not neglect meeting together. Now, a lot of people think that's just church, and that's not just going to church. Because God said, if two or more you touch and agree and gather, he becomes in the midst of you. So he's just saying he wants us to gather together so we can encourage each other, talk to each other. You know, we have to see each other. And with COVID and so many different monkeypox and things that are happening in the world right now, it's drawing us further apart. But don't forget to gather together. Wear protections, wear your mask, wear your gloves, do whatever you have to do. But don't forget to gather together, because that gives each other encouragement. Again, everybody, I want you to reread what I have spoken about, and we're going to revisit it in a little bit. But this is the Gospel House Rain Show with Sister Poochie. So this is a half an hour mix, and I want you to get into this mix. You know, the purpose of the dance breaks and the mixes on these shows is to take time to give God praise, glory, and honor. He loves when we worship and praise him. That's the only reason he made us, was to worship and praise him, by the way. That's why he made us last. All right, so we're going to praise and worship him, and we're going to just start talking to him. Start telling Christ the things that are in your heart, confessing to him while you're listening to the beats and praising him. Present your petitions to him, and then listen for the message that's embedded in the mix, because it's a ministry within itself. You know, the whole book of Psalms is about the musical ministry in the Bible. So if you're an artist out there and you want to be heard on this show, please, please, please email jhomorg1@gmail.com. And that's the number one, jhomorg1@gmail.com. Also, go to our website, jhom.org. There you can find out everything about the ministry, see the shows, whatever we're doing is there. But there's also a link for a free smartphone app. Please download the app. More content is coming to the app. You can listen to the shows, listen to the mixes. And most importantly, while you're there, even if it's $1, $1 challenge, please give to the ministry. What we're doing is trying to, you know, there's so much happening, especially in America with the shootings and all around the world. People need help, and that's what we are trying to do. So help us help other people. We're outreach. All right, everybody, let's get to God some praise, glory, and honor. I call this the Godspeed Mix. Get off your feet. Let's go.
Go, Pastor, go.
DJ. Pastor.
Go.
If you quit, take your time. You got this. There's no giving in.
DJ.
So quit. Everybody lost somewhere. Somebody nearly died.
Oh, Sister Poochie.
All right. That was the Sister Poochie Gospel House mix for the week. Everybody catch your breath. I hope you had a chance to just release and give God some praise and some glory. Everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. And we've come to the end of the show, and I've come to the end of my energy. All right, we're going to... let's go over the reading for the week. Want you to pray for understanding and wisdom. God said whoever wants wisdom simply has to ask for it. He will grant wisdom. And he also wants us to pray to the Holy Spirit to unleash the mysteries of the Bible, because the Bible is actually written on your heart. You know, it's not like I'm so well studied in the Bible. It's actually already inside of me, and Jesus actually helps to interpret it for me. And he can do it for you. He does it for everybody. And so I read in the mighty name of Jesus, Hebrews 10th chapter, the 19th to the 25th verse, and it says, "And so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter into heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the certain curtain into the most high, holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him, for our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm to God, because God can be trusted to keep his promises. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together. So many people do. But encourage each other, especially now that the days of his return is drawing near." I read in the mighty name of Jesus. We accept in the mighty name of Jesus. And we touch and agree. And let the church, which is the body of Christ, say amen. Amen, everybody. Let's roll out of here like we always roll out of here with "How Great Thou Art," what society here music. Peace, love, and blessings.
Consider all the